in that the guys on defense are the ones who are really shining out here in the first practice. As a matter of fact, Nick Faribault tweeted out moments ago that the winners of today's camp practice so far, the stars of practice.
Please not be somebody that lined up against Broderick Jones. Please don't
Nick
be
Herbig,
somebody.
Nick Herbig. Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. And here's a guy on the roster bubble. Mark Robinson, who is down the line at inside linebacker now that...
Apparently he crushed, Evan Hall, I believe it was, in backs on backers.
Now that Malik Harrison is here and obviously Cole Holcomb is back healthy. Drops have been a problem there. Wide receiver drops. Troy Fautanu has gone up against T.J. Watt and has held his own. So that's obviously a really good sign.
I guess Jones. I was name searching him to see what was happening, and the last thing I saw was like maybe DeFabo. DeFabo. Broderick Jones not taking team reps in full live contact at least during 7 shots.
And that's how they start practice with those fourth down plays from the 2 yard line.
Doing like individual stuff and drills, I can see. I see him, you know, trying to move.
Well, let's be real here. I mean, the defense should beat the offense. The defense is better than the offense. The defense is the highest paid unit in the NFL. There's more continuity on the defense. So, you know, all things being equal, if I went to practice.
Isn't defense supposed to be ahead of offense around the league at this time of year?
I thought that was in baseball, it's in March and April, pitching is ahead of hitting. It's the same thing in football.
But yeah, don't you want to see Aaron Rodgers looking all sharp, you know, like carving people up? I do. And I'm not even somebody that like
is some
huge believer.
But then we'd say, well, Kenny Pickett did the same thing.
No, it's not a preseason game.
Well, Kenny was great in training camp his second year.
Not as great as Mason Rudolph, according to Kabali, who I think has said now for how many years running, how many ever years Mason Rudolph, when he's been on the Steelers, has been the best quarterback in camp since at least 2022.
Let's hear Aaron Rodgers. Jeff Hathorn and others were there for Rodgers' second conversation with the media. Here he is talking about what practicing in pads means and his early observations on the Steelers now with a few practices under his belt.
Aaron, it looks like you're having a lot of fun out there. Are you? And how does a guy be doing this as long as he's been doing it and still have fun at camp?
I mean, once it stops being fun, he's probably hang it up. So I love that we're out here in the Trove. I love the opportunity for true camaraderie at nighttime. After meetings are done, guys hang out. You know, guys come into my room. Last night I was in Highsmith's room. It's pretty cool to see everybody hanging out the way they are, and it's a lot of fun.
Don't you think it would be weird right now in your life to be back in a dorm room college setting? And Rodgers is older than us. He's 41, and it's back to going down the hall to hang out with your buddy and...
BK Metcalf will only flush the toilet if you're awake and he doesn't want to wake you up.
Yeah. Back to college shenanigans.
Didn't they make an entire movie about that called PCU? Or no, wasn't just back to school.
It was called Old School. It had Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn.
Do one?
Ronnie Dangerfield was in Caddyshack, Chris. You're mistaken. He was in a movie called Ladybugs.
Dangerfield wasn't back to school in 1986.
Yeah, and you've never seen it, so I don't know why you're referencing it. You don't know what the movie's about other than the fact that he's an old man that goes back to college.
Which is literally how you started this segment, which is, wouldn't it be weird to be 40
years old? We don't know if he was staying in dorms. I'm talking about the dorm experience.
I'm sure he was going to the dorms.
Oh, are
you? Probably did method acting.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it a lot.
Who else is in it?
Actors like Sally Kellerman, who could forget her role? Robert Downey Jr., Adrian
Wait,
Barbeau.
Robert Downey Jr. is
Adrian Barbeau. You want to talk about a babe? Adrian Barbeau in Escape. Woo-hoo!
I have no idea who that is.
Well, go watch Escape from New York. You'll find out real quick.
Aaron, you've played in a lot of really great offenses over the years. What do you like about this offense under Arthur Smith specifically?
I like the flexibility. You know, Arthur is not rigid in what he's doing. He wants to tailor the scheme to the personnel that you got. And when you bring in a Kenny Gainwell, bring in a Jonnu Smith, bring in DK Metcalf, and myself with some of the stuff I've done over the years. You know, we're trying to find out what guys do best and implement that in the offense. So I love that about Arthur. So we're going to keep doing that.
I also think inherent in that answer is he's flexible, meaning he's going to give me some authority to do what I want when I want and do the things that I like.
Because of some of what I've done in my career.
Yeah.
There's deference. That's deference.
And I just don't think ultimately, when it was all said and done, clearly, Arthur Smith felt that way about another Super Bowl winning quarterback in Russell Wilson. That he thought when Russell was left to his own devices, Russ would screw up more than he would cook.
I also think that there's another thing at work here, which I have been pro Rodgers about. I do think Rodgers, the teammate, and Rodgers, like the coachable player, believe it or not, is a way easier person to get along with, to deal with, however you want to frame it, than Russell Wilson, who would always say the right, like, saccharine, sterile thing in front of the cameras, but I think has a reputation now pretty well earned for being kind of difficult behind the scenes.
He's earned the corny label.
Well, that's what, but I think like the insincere label too.
Sure. He's totally artificial. He doesn't act like a real
Rodgers,
human being.
Rodgers, the football player, and Rodgers, the guy talking about football, comes off as 10 million times more authentic than Russell Wilson.
Agreed, 100%.
Thursday natural pads today. What are you looking forward to for that?
Listen, I mean, I love throwing run solutions, you know, when the box is loaded and you got one-on-ones outside. But today I'm going to kind of let it go. I haven't been a part of a true tackling period in a long time. So there might be some times where in a game I might want to spit it out to DK or Calvin. But today I might just hand it off to Jalen and see what happens.
When was the last time you were in a tackling session?
I was trying to rack my brain sitting next to AJ over there, but it's been a long time. It's got to be, you know, over a decade.
You think?
Wow. So, training camps in Green Bay with LaFleur, and then what happened in New York for 2 years, because he was a part of that first training camp before he blew his Achilles out, they wouldn't tackle in practice. That's how much the NFL has evolved, and I think because Mike broke in and has now been around for longer than anybody else, he still does it a way
that no one else does.
Wouldn't
you think that would yield better results late in the season and in the playoffs than getting run over for 300 yards? Or 220 like they did against Baltimore? You'd think they'd be a little surer with their tackling.
But maybe it speaks to, at least last year, they were great defensively out of the box. Atlanta, Denver.
But wasn't the lesson of Mike's very first year not to play him so hard in camp? And then in 2008, he learned his lesson when the veterans talked to him and they thrived down the stretch?
I'm not a big Mike Tomlin guy, but in this respect, I would agree with him. If you're going to play football, practice football.
And just being disagreeable.
Sure, you don't, which is just you being you,
fair.
You don't want to overdo it and grind guys to a nub, but you can't just be a club med for 3 weeks. And you don't want guys to get injured. I understand that too, but you've got to do a little bit of football, especially if these guys aren't going to play in the preseason games.
People were overlooking Jalen Warren with the rookie in the backfield, Caleb Johnson.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the narratives are out there, but Jalen's super smart. Just from playing against him, I know he was a great changeup back. He was great in protection, great on third downs. But I think he can be a three-down back, and that's the biggest compliment you can give a running back.
You like the way he protects you, too?
Well, we haven't had pads on yet, okay. But I like what I've seen on some old clips, yeah.
How has the defense helped you guys improve? It seems like they're giving you guys a lot of looks and you're doing that back. How have you seen you guys' chemistry improve against them?
I mean, they played pretty soft the first 4 days, so you know, there's a lot of checkdowns and different things, but we got a lot of players on that side of the ball. You know, obviously, we brought in Jalen, got multiple guys that can rush, got a good interior rush, got great linebackers who are multiple, can cover and pressure and fill holes. So, you know, it's going to be a good test for us. I think for any offense that's kind of trying to find their footing, as we are, it's not a bad thing to get beat up a little bit. So if we go out there today and they kind of get after us a little bit, that'll be the best thing for us. So you're not hoping for that because you want to have great practices, but, you know, sometimes you can learn more from the failures in training camp than getting after them every single day.
So those are two back-to-back answers, you're right, Chris, that are so unbelievably different from Russell Wilson. The Jalen Warren, Caleb Johnson question, Russell Wilson would have just proceeded to talk about every running back on the depth chart in that room and how good
Correct.
All of them are.
Correct.
And then with that question, But instead of saying, like, actually the first few days were meaningless, you know, we weren't playing football yet, he would have given you some stock answer about how iron sharpens iron and they've got good players on offense, but they also have good players on defense.
Yes. I forget who said it or who, like, relayed the story. You might remember. Every Russell Wilson quote or soundbite makes more sense if you consider that his dream since he was young is to be president of the United States.
Yes, but even look at the president now. Like, he doesn't...
I would say different tone he would have taken than the current one.
I don't even know if he talks like a president anymore. He talks like he's in charge of a PR firm that's like, never say like anything critical or negative.
There's a little latch in the back of Russ and somebody punches in buttons. My command says to tell you that we have a lot of great skill players on this roster, and Coach T is great at getting the most out of them.
It was
Rodgers is
nauseating.
Rodgers is just a lot more authentic. You know where he's actually doing, though, a Russell Wilson 2.0? Where somebody pointed this out in the YouTube comments. It was Level Outlook. I'll give him credit. He said Rodgers' statements about Pittsburgh and Latrobe are getting stale, like just being Mr. Pittsburgh, Mr. Latrobe, and how great it is.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
You don't like that.
I'm just saying, like, there's a juxtaposition. He's being pretty honest and authentic about football, but man, I love being around Yinzers, my whole life, Yinzers, Mike McCarthy. Like,
yes, I like that. You cool, don't? Man.
It's fine, but he's laying it on pretty thick now.
He's getting asked questions about being in Pittsburgh now, and he's saying that he has good relationships with Pittsburghers. I don't see anything wrong with that.
The football stuff I hear from him comes off a lot less conscious effort thing and more, I love talking about football, and that's a compliment to him.
Aaron, how has the acclimation gone with Zach on the offensive line? How do you feel that's meshing?
Well, it starts with Zach. I mean, Zach is a highly intelligent player, and it helps because as much as I have a good feel for the offense, I'm not what I would call an expert of the offense yet. I become an expert when you break the huddle and you can see the picture in your mind. And every now and then the picture's a little fuzzy still, so I'm still working some things out. But Zach is so freaking smart. He's making some calls for me. I told him the other day, I said, don't get used to that. I said, at some point I'm gonna be making the calls for you. But he's got a real good disposition for a center. He's obviously a talented player, and I think his leadership is what I'd like to see most continue to grow, because the leadership often grows at the same rate as the performance, and everybody knows what kind of player he is, so he's going to have more opportunities to lead.
Why was he your first pick for a fight today during pads?
Because if you watch the first 4 days, there was two matchups that they brought out a little bit of angst, shall we say. And when he gets those big
Virginia
paws on somebody, that could definitely start something.
You mentioned two more guys. In the offense, how long does that process take for you to start seeing the picture come in a little bit more clearly at the snap?
No, I mean, I want to have it down by the end of this week, but we'll see.
You getting to know Jalen Ramsey at all? How's he as a teammate?
He's a tempo violator in the walkthroughs. I like Jalen. I have a ton of respect for him, what he's accomplished in his career. He's a very versatile guy. I was telling him we were walking to the calf one of these days, and I was reminding him how Charles Woodson, late in his career, moved to safety. And there's, you know, truly only a few elite guys who've done everything that he's done. If you think about it, you can play outside corner and dominate. You can play nickel and dominate. And go to safety and be a dominant player. And I think he can do all three of those things.
Which is what I said Mike Tomlin was doing, exactly trying to do with Ramsey. Turn him into Charles Woodson, the guy that the Steelers had to play in the Super Bowl when they lost to Green Bay in 2010. 15 years later, he's trying to recreate that team the Steelers lost to with Aaron Rodgers, and he can't bring Charles Woodson out of retirement, so he's found the next best thing. And
is James Jones available?
And Jalen Ramsey. Well, yeah, because James isn't working for Fox anymore.
Call him up.
Sign Keenan Allen and just have him wear a hoodie. I think Keenan Allen did wear a hoodie.
He did. He started rocking the hoodie.
So there you go. Do that.
Pony, we're on to something. Do they have a white receiver who's like 6'3", 220, who could be Jordy Nelson? Yeah, but he has to be good. Ben Skoranek,
don't say that around Kabali. He's a football guy.
Yeah, Skoranek is an awesome special teamer, and I love watching him knock people's heads off. Jordy Nelson was a beast.
Yeah. Well, the first Steelers real practice is in the books. We will have Donnie on to recap it. Donnie was wearing, I think, a 1995 Steelers AFC Central Division champ shirt at practice.
You know how football you know is really back? Alex Cazora, I preface it always with, you and I both like him and respect the amount of work he puts in.
Okay.
Steelers, a note on the defense through five practices so far, seeing a lot of double mug looks by inside linebackers.
I'm so happy to hear.
To his credit, he does explain putting both of them in the A-gaps to stress protection, seeing it increasingly around the NFL, and Steelers now showing it frequently. I'm sorry, when you got people on July 30th talking double mug, baby. I mean,
I'm excited about
need?
A double mug look around 6:30 tonight.
I was going to say, I think we've got different definitions. Look. Right.
All right.